it was very appropriate that it was in Tonga, because almost 40 years ago now, Tonga took a very important step when the king declared an end to their subsistence whaling. So when the king took that decision, it did signal a really important change. And the Tongan Minister of Fisheries, in fact, as a young man, was the one who wrote the legislation to prohibit whaling. So for him, it was the completion of a journey where he came back in, you know, much later in his career to a large number of countries in the region talking about the conservation of whales, and was able to assert Tonga's leadership in that, because whale watching now is the most important single contributor to the economy of the northern island group of Vava'u in the winter months, and is a really important part of Tonga's tourist attraction, as it is for many other countries in the region. And it truly was and is one of the world's great conservation success stories, because not only have humpback whales been saved from the very brink of extinction, but now they're a very important contributor to several economies in the region. But we also looked at a number of the emerging threats to whales, not harpoons for most whale species now, but other emerging threats. And we also looked at some of the other important aspects of whales, in particular the role that whales may well play in mitigating climate change.
Do Pacific Island governments have the ability, I guess, to implement it?
We all need support to do this, technical support, financial support, but we have a commitment and we have a plan, and that's the most important thing. We hope that the institutions and organizations who have an interest in the marine environment and marine conservation will come in as supporters to make this more than a declaration, but a happening thing.